Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are on the phone with Kayla Harris, a reporter for the Albany Times-Union. And Kayla, we're hearing reports out here in Buffalo that the bishop down your way in Albany, Edward Scharfenberger, is supposed to become the leader of the Buffalo Diocese when and if Buffalo Bishop Richard Malone steps down. What have you been hearing about Scharfenberger, the diocese out there, and what have they said about potentially him coming to Buffalo?
Yeah, I've been hearing similar reports, seeing some things come in from Vatican experts, that sort of thing, probably seeing the exact same things that you've been seeing. Over at the Albany Diocese, they also haven't been able to confirm anything. I'm sure you've seen Buffalo Diocese has declined to comment on this. The spokeswoman for the Albany Diocese said that she can't confirm anything unless and until the Holy See makes an announcement. The Holy See is the government of the Roman Catholic Church. So reports are saying that Scharfenberger is headed over there at least temporarily after Malone steps down, but nothing confirmed yet, but it looks like it's about to happen.
Yeah, so you have been hearing the same things that we've been hearing as well. So I guess our big question is here, you know, we don't really know who Bishop Scharfenberger is. Can you shed some light onto who he is, what his role is with the diocese out there?
Yeah, sure. So he's the 10th bishop of the Albany Diocese. Came in 2014. He succeeded Howard Hubbard, who has kind of had a mixed reputation in this area. When he was bishop for almost 40 years, was very beloved by the community, but he was a bit tied up in some concerns about child sex abuse within the church. There were some accusations against him, and there were also some accusations that he had covered things up. He vehemently denies all of those. And so he retired in 2014. And so when Scharfenberger came in, there was some, you know, speculation about how he would handle the complaints of sexual abuse. You know, like 2 weeks after he came in, he was already handling some concerns about a priest who had had an inappropriate relationship with a 15-year-old girl. And then a couple weeks later, there was an obituary written about a priest that declined to include information about allegations of child sex abuse. So it was rocky from the start, but lately he's been very proactive in trying to support survivors. He often writes about it. When the Child Victims Act went into effect, he was very forthcoming about, you know, his concerns about accusations against the church, and has really been trying to support survivors.
We were hearing similar stuff with Bishop Malone in terms of trying to help out the survivors, but I mean, there was so much controversy surrounding his handling of the sex abuse scandal here in Buffalo. You talked a little bit about how Scharfenberger has been handling things when he took over a few years ago, but it was only about a year ago that the Child Victims Act, I'm sorry, it was in August that the mm-hmm. Child Victims Act lawsuits began. How has he been handling things lately, and has Scharfenberger been under fire for anything that's been happening in Albany?
You know, not really. Most of the accusations that have come forward, or any criticisms of the church, have been, or against the Albany Diocese, I'm sorry, have been against Howard Hubbard's handling, the retired bishop. Really, Scharfenberger's kind of been, like I said, he's been proactive. Last year, he even asked the DA of Albany County to investigate the diocese's handling of child sex abuse claims. So far, the cases that have come forward against the diocese, every time a case has come out, you know, the diocese has said, this is concerning, this is something we're looking into. They've updated their list of credibly accused priests multiple times, priests and clergy. So far, there hasn't been too much backlash against Scharfenberger. Like I said, he's been pretty proactive on this. Last year, he asked for an investigation. Previously, he's served on committees and similar sorts of groups to try and combat sex abuse within the church and that sort of thing.
I had a chance earlier today to speak with a national reporter who said that when Scharfenberger, if he comes over to Buffalo, he probably won't even be here for all that long. It's just kind of a placeholder thing. Have you been hearing anything in that regard?
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. I've heard that it's a temporary assignment, and that he would kind of step in while there is a search for a permanent replacement. On my end, I'm not too sure what that looks like for the Albany Diocese, and if that means, you know, he would step away from his role here temporarily or take on both at the same time. That's still something I'm looking into as well.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.